But if he said more than what the topic required, don't be surprised, because in imitation of his master he does this, because he too, aiming to show his harmony with his father, and that he didn't come without his father's knowledge, goes as far as, I say not, proving the harmony required, but as much as the individuals present needed. He prays to his father for only this reason, providing the reason, he says, that they may believe that you have sent me. As such, imitating him, Paul in his manner of speech exceeds what was necessary, not to make you suspect a coerced servitude, not at all, but rather to completely root out these blasphemous ideas. So when he wants to dismantle anything completely, he does it and goes even beyond. Similarly, when he spoke of a believing wife and an unbelieving husband living together under marriage laws, he didn't say the wife is not unclean or in no way tainted by the unbeliever. But he said much more, the unbeliever is sanctified by her, not implying that the non-believer is made holy through her, but using a strong term to alleviate her worry. In the same vein, his fervor to eliminate that blasphemous idea with a very powerful statement caused him to express himself the way he did. Because suspecting the son of weakness is extreme impiety, it is even more blasphemous to think the father is inferior to him. Therefore, he eliminates this with great force. And notice how he articulates it. He did not just say he is accepted who put all things under him, but it is obvious. For even if it's agreed upon, he says, it is still confirmed by me.